Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on, man. This is going to be awesome. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band back on stage, Jazz Fest 2019. One of the many big names announced earlier today with Quentin Davis and the mayor at the Jazz Fest 2019 press conference. I was there, had a conversation with Quentin Davis. We'll be putting that on our website and our Facebook page very shortly. I'll let you know when that is up. Just really interesting things about the Jazz Fest. And if you're just tuning into our show, we've been talking about that in the first hour. But I want to get to something else in a few minutes. And that is something that I posted on my Facebook page, SOTA, Scoot on the Air, last night. And I thought, you know what? This is just fun. I'll just post this. Well, some people took it seriously. And they thought I was bashing the president, thought it was very, very inappropriate. Well, I'm going to describe the picture, and I'll share some of the comments with you. But in our conversation, and you know this is live radio, so we really never know where this show's going to go, which is what I love about the show. I mean, I can come in here and prepare, and if the show goes in another direction, man, sometimes we let it go. That the whole concept about Jazz Fest and bands, it brought up the riverboat president. There was a riverboat, for those of you who are newer to New Orleans, there was a riverboat that went up and down the river with, I mean, big names on it. U2, Cyndi Lauper, Peter Frampton. I mean, some of the biggest names, I think The Clash, some of the biggest names at the time were in concert on the ship. And it would leave the dock and you'd cruise up and down the Mississippi River and bands would play. And then when it docked, well, then you got off. But I mean, that was a really unique thing about New Orleans. I said that something like that could not happen again, but Lydia has called in the show. And Lydia, you're with the Creole Queen?
Hi, yeah. So my name is Lydia Malero. I am the digital marketing director for BigEasy.com,
okay,
which is kind of the umbrella corporation over the paddle wheeler Creole Queen.
And so are you thinking about doing something like the president used to do?
Absolutely. So we're really excited. About a little less than a year ago, we purchased a boat that has been in operation since 1995. It was originally, or previous to this, it was the city of Evansville, which was a floating casino in Evansville, Indiana. We purchased it and brought it downriver, and it's been in Morgan City getting renovated since November 2017. So we're putting a lot of work into it. We are making it a luxury, top-of-the-line music and entertainment venue, very much like the president. However, we did just hear one of your callers one of the techs were talking about how, you know, they didn't like that you couldn't get off, that it was cruising. So we're actually thinking about doing the majority of our concerts dockside. So you would have the opportunity to kind of get on and get off. There's going to be four floors. There will be a museum that is going to have some artifacts and some information about the life of Louis Armstrong. And we're really hoping to make this, a traditional and really exciting event venue for New Orleans.
All right, and what is the parent company for the Creole Queen that's doing this?
It's BigEasy.com.
Okay. Well, I'm really impressed with that because, you know, I have great memories, like a lot of our listeners have great memories of the riverboat president. And how many people would be on board this riverboat?
So we haven't actually gotten the final numbers back from the Coast Guard, but when it was the city of Evansville, it held 3,000 passengers.
Okay. So somewhere around 2,000 to 3,000.
It's going to be around that, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I kind of like the idea, though, of leaving the dock and going out there on the river. There was something special about being on this river, being away. And, you know, you were just there with everybody. It built this kind of a camaraderie among the people who were there. I mean, you know, you guys know the right decisions to make. But I think there was something really cool about the president leaving the dock with the concert going on.
Absolutely, and we completely agree. And so the boat will be fully functional. It will be able to do cruising And so obviously one of the things that we're most excited about is using it for charters, weddings, events like that, and even concerts where you will absolutely be able to take the boat out on the river and get that beautiful scene of New Orleans that we're all used to, especially, you know, with the Creole Queen. We do the 3 daily tours, so we're very familiar, you know, with the excitement and the unique experience of being able to be out on the river, and especially for a concert.
So there's not too much traffic on the river.
No, absolutely.
Okay. I don't know anything. I don't know anything about the maritime business, but it just seemed like maybe the river's busier now than it was a long time ago, and that would prohibit somebody from doing it. So I'm really glad that these plans are underway. This is the first I'm hearing about this.
Yeah, so the port is definitely very busy. As you know, the majority of the imports and exports do come through this port. It is the second busiest or most trafficked port in the United States. So there definitely is going to be a lot of traffic down there. But, you know, the pilots on the river, they're all, you know, really wonderful. And they're always, you know, excited to have another boat there with them.
Do you have a name for the riverboat yet?
Yes, it's the Riverboat Louis Armstrong.
The Riverboat Louis Armstrong. But you will also have, you might have jazz, but you will also have concerts from current pop artists and country artists.
Absolutely. So it's definitely going to be a focus. We're going to be jazzing on the river, which we're very excited about, a New Orleans focus. But there will also be a ton of modern, you know, music acts and just really anything that, you know, the public is interested in. We will make sure to have
that. You know, I think some people forget that at one point Louis Armstrong was like the pop artist of the time.
Absolutely. He definitely was.
In fact, I could be wrong, but I think I remember Louis Armstrong. I remember reading it. I don't remember it actually because I was a kid. But Louis Armstrong's Hello, Dolly, actually, I think it knocked the Beatles' Can't Buy Me Love from the number one spot on the top Billboard 100 chart, I think in 1964.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah. Okay, so Lydia, when is this going to be functional, ready to go?
So we are in the final stages of renovations. We're just making sure to put all the beautiful finishing touches. We actually just had a little celebration of raising the 48-foot smokestacks, the four of them, on top of the boat this past Friday. So that was kind of getting us towards the end. We don't have a set launch date yet, but it will be early 2019.
Well, we're early 2019 now, so it's going to be pretty soon.
That's
okay,
right.
Well, Lydia, let's stay in touch because this sounds like something that I'd love to be involved in.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we'd love to have everybody out, and we're really excited to bring your listeners, you know, that president experience again, because I know that's something that was definitely missing from the river.
There's so many people like me will remember it, and then so many people will experience it for the first time, and it was a great experience.
Absolutely.
All right, Lydia, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, if you want to join us with your comments this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, text 870-870. So I found out today that Boz Scaggs has a place in the Quarter. He lives in L.A. and in the French Quarter. He's going to be at Jazz Fest 2019. 50 Years of Joy is the theme. And then the Rolling Stones and, well, in fact, something interesting with the Stones happened on this day 52 years ago. And it's interesting that today is the day, 52 years later, that it was announced officially the Rolling Stones are going to be at Jazz Fest. So we'll play a song, and I'll tell you about that on our pop culture calendar when we come back. Also, I'm going to start sharing with you something I posted on my Facebook page that drew some criticism, and I was a little surprised. I guess I shouldn't be surprised anymore. I'm Scoot. Hang on, we're coming right back on WWL. It was on this day, January 15th, 1967, the Rolling Stones appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show to sing Let's Spend the Night Together. Now, this song was about people spending the night together, which means it was about people having sex. In 1967, that was not appropriate. So, to satisfy the censors, Mick Jagger agreed to sing the song Let's Spend Some Time Together rather than Let's Spend the Night Together, and he did. And here we are, I mean, 52 years later, and it was announced today, the Rolling Stones are performing at Jazz Fest on a Thursday, and there'll be separate tickets for that day. They're $185, but if you think about what tickets cost to go see somebody like the Stones, that's really not that bad. There will be a limited number of tickets just for that day. It's not going to be just to sell as long as people want to buy them. And here's the best part. If you're in New Orleans or Louisiana, if you're local and you can show a Louisiana ID, Quentin Davis and New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest want to do you a favor. They want to give back to you. So they want to give you a chance to buy tickets before the Rolling Stones tickets go on sale to the general public. They'll be on sale at the Superdome box office. Starting at 9 o'clock Friday morning, the tickets go on sale for the Jazz and Heritage Festival. But Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, if you're from Louisiana, you can buy two tickets per person. One person can buy only two tickets for the Rolling Stones at Jazz Fest that Thursday. And they're making plans now for people. If they want to go early, you can start lining up at 12:01. Basically, Wednesday night, you can start lining up for those tickets. All right. I've got more people that want to talk about music in New Orleans and concerts and cruising on the river. But that was a great call from Lydia with BigEasy.com. I had no idea. But there's a riverboat being renovated in Morgan City right now. And she said early 2019, which is sometime really soon. There will be this riverboat that in some cases is going to cruise up and down the river with concerts, like the Riverboat President. And the name of it's going to be Riverboat Louis Armstrong. Four floors, a museum, and it will hold, she said they have not figured out the exact number from the Coast Guard yet, but somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people. And also, we're featuring music throughout the show today from those who are performing at Jazz Fest 2019. I mean, it is one hell of a lineup. We've got the story on our website, along with the most recent ticket information for getting the Stones tickets or Jazz Fest tickets. It's all on our website, WWL.com. Let me get back to your calls, but I am going to get to the point where I'm going to share something that I posted on my Facebook page last night. From Raceland, Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot boy. I heard you talking to this lady concerning the president. Brings back some nostalgic days. In 1966, we graduated from high school. There was 15 couples, and we went on the president. And we had a blast that night. And the second one is a Billy Ray Vaughan concert that I went on the president, and it was awesome. I'm glad it's coming back.
Yeah, that was a really interesting experience. And for those of you who are newer to New Orleans and you didn't grow up with the president on the river, we're talking about a riverboat with a concert. And, I mean, we're talking about, you know, big names, because back in the day it was, you know, the biggest names, mainly pop. But, I mean, right now country's so popular, you know, there'll be pop and country performers. Also this hour, I want to get to a little bit of the William Barr confirmation hearings in the Senate. William Barr is President Trump's choice for Attorney General. Here's a text that says, love Bob Seger. I'm from the Detroit area. Grew up with Bob. Bob Seger will be among those there. Here is a text that says, hey, you know Alvin Kamara? It's Atlanta. Therefore, the mayor is disrespecting his family. I don't know. I'll have to look into that. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that controversy. And yeah, we'll be talking about the Saints and the Rams playoff game. All right. So let's go to Sonia. You're on WWL. Hey, Sonia.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Just a thought, but maybe the riverboat lady could offer options of docked concerts and also those sailing down the river.
Well, I get the impression that's what they're going to do.
Okay, I was hearing her.
That's okay. Speak. That's all right. Yeah, I think they're going to have some are going to be docked and some are going to be cruising. I like the idea of the cruise, because if it doesn't cruise, it's just like any other venue. If it's docked, I mean, you're technically on the water, but you're not really going anywhere. I think there's something really cool about the idea of, you know, cruising up and down the river while you've got this incredible concert going on.
Exactly. And let's face it, some people really have problems with water and cruising and those sort of things. So if there were an option, if everybody could partake whenever, you know, the mood hit them. So
yeah. Well, Sonia, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you're listening. Howie says he works at Jazz Fest, and he has some information for us. Howie, welcome to our show.
Yeah, hey, Scoot. We met before. I worked behind Gentile stage.
Okay, I remember you, Howie.
Yeah, I got, first of all, I got a funny story about the river cruises. Back in the 70s when the Jazz Fest used to have the river boats and they would actually leave the dock, there was a B.B. King and a blues concert that was there. And I had a girlfriend that had helped me get into Pretty Baby with Brooke Shields as an extra, and I wanted to take her on the boat. But I didn't have tickets. I only had some cash in my pocket. And as we walked across the gangplank, I got a little nervous. I didn't know who I was going to give the $50 to. And they weren't collecting tickets there. They let us on to the first level. So I walked around, milled around a little bit, and I saw a guy with epaulets and a hat, and he had a guest list. So I looked over his shoulder, and I saw a name with a plus one, and I told him who I was. And he said, oh, you're George Wine? Go ahead up the steps. And he led us up the steps, and we got on, and I kind of crashed it. But here's my yeah. tip. I didn't know who George Wine was, you know, but he turned out to be a top guy, right?
Yeah.
And so all of the other stages on the day that the Stones play, there will be no other acts after 4 o'clock. All the other acts on the other stages will close down at 4 o'clock on that day. So I guess anybody that's working at the stages can make their way over to Acura and hear the Stones.
You know, Howie, I got a text a couple of minutes ago from somebody who said, I feel sorry for any other band that's playing while the Stones are playing. So it makes sense that they would close down the stages and everybody would be finished for the Stones.
Right, but the other thing, we had Van Morrison and we had John Fogerty before at Gentilly, but the Cubes won't come out until the 1st of March, where, you know, they assign the bands to the different stages. But I just wanted to add those two little things.
All right, well, Howie, I'm sure I'll see you again this year at the Gentilly stage.
Thank you.
All right, Howie, thanks for that information. Here's a text that says, Scoot, U2 on the President, April 25th, 1982. Before U2 was huge, I missed it. Urgh! It was my 18th birthday. Here's a text that says, the best time I ever had at a concert was on the President, General Public, and English Beat performed. It was crazy good. And today we would say it was crazy AF. All right, I've got news coming up. And coming up out of news, she's cute. She's country. She's rock. She's sassy. She's going to be at Jazz Fest again this year. We'll play one of her songs coming up right out of the news. And then I want to share with you something that I posted. It was a picture of President Trump welcoming the college football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House. The president served fast food. So there was this large table of fast food and a picture of the president with his arms out, gesturing to the food. So some people were really offended by this, and I can't wait to share with you some of their comments. America's losing its sense of humor. That's Amanda Shaw, Lipstick Stained Blues, and she's going to be at Jazz and Heritage Fest 2019. Don Nelson is the executive director of the Jazz. I'm sorry, Don Marshall is the executive director of the Jazz and Heritage Foundation. He has called into the show. Don, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Welcome.
Hi, Scoot. How are you doing? This is Don Marshall.
I'm good. Don, how are you? So what can you tell me about the Jazz and Heritage Fest this year that I don't know? And I'm sure there's plenty.
Well, I can't really tell you much, but I can tell you this, that you made the same mistake that they made at the back gate about 8 years ago when my name was put on the will call list for backstage passes. My name is Don Marshall. It's on my driver's license. I'll be glad to come show it to you. When I showed it to them, they gave me backstage all access hang tags, pulled my vehicle right in, and I am no relation to the Don Marshall who you thought I am.
Oh,
wow. So they made the same mistake you just made.
Wow. Oh, that's a great story.
I had no idea they did it. A friend of mine got me some backstage passes.
Yeah.
For me and some friends, and he said, just go to the back gate, tell them who you are, and they'll go ahead and give you your passes. And they did have backstage passes for us. NOPD came and found us and everything with some bigwig from Jazz Fest. And when I showed them my ID, they were like, oh, wow, this is a serious mix-up. They went ahead and let us, because we didn't do anything outrageous, they went ahead and let us keep the passes, the all-access passes and everything, because they made a huge mistake in thinking that my name is Don Marshall, so they thought I was the Don Marshall.
That's interesting, Don, because, you know, not everybody would know what the executive director of the Jazz and Heritage Foundation looks like, and your name's Don Marshall, and that's his name, so I can see where that mistake could be made. You showed your ID.
Yeah, I did, and as a matter of fact, I'm a regular caller to the show. It's Don from the North Shore.
Yeah, I recognize your voice.
How's that for a Jazz Fest story?
That's a great Jazz Fest story, Don. You know, but you know, a tribute to you and credit to you for not taking advantage of the situation and, you know, being nice about it.
Well, I got to be honest. At that point when I did it, I didn't know who Don Marshall – I didn't know Don Marshall was the executive director because I always heard Quint Davis.
Yeah.
So I didn't – I just figured, wow, my friend did me a serious solid here. Mom, I'm big time.
That's a great story. Don, I appreciate you sharing that with us, and I'm glad you called. I'm getting more and more text about the Riverboat President, which used to roll up and down the Mississippi River with concerts on Friday and Saturday nights. I don't know. Maybe it was during the week as well. I just really remember the weekends. Here's a text that says, Scoot, back in the 70s, a group of us were on the President every Saturday night. My husband proposed to me on the deck that had the popcorn machine. Would love for them to bring this venue back. Well, if you're just tuning in, Lydia from BigEasy.com, they're the parent company over the Creole Queen. She told us, and this was breaking news to me, she told us that they have purchased a riverboat that was used as a casino. It's being renovated right now in Morgan City. It's close to launching. And it's going to be a concert venue that will indeed, sometimes it will be at the dock, sometimes it will roll up and down the Mississippi River with big-time concerts, bringing back that same atmosphere of the Riverboat President. Here's a text that says, I loved the President, Echo and the Bunnymen, U2, Pee Wee Herman, and his Playhouse. Regarding doing it at the dock, I would much prefer cruising on the river, walking up on the top deck, muy romantico, enchanting, 'twas amazing. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was cool. I mean, if you're on a riverboat, come on, cruise. But I guess some of the cruises will be docked, and some of them will be cruising. Anyway, we've got the Tuesday song text-off coming up, and that's where I play an original and then play a cover, and you decide, the audience decides, which is better, the original or the cover. And so we'll do that coming up in a few minutes. And it is in honor of today being the day it was announced that the Rolling Stones are coming to the Jazz and Heritage Festival. From Mandeville, Greg, welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
A little something here I got, this ticket in my hand from back in 1978, June the 12th. The Stones played the Fox Theater. They could have played anywhere in Atlanta, but they decided to play the Fox because they wanted to record some songs.
Yeah.
And that being said, they, out of respect for Piano Red, who played underground for years, he was an albino black man, but he's very famous all over. Everybody used to go see, if they came to Atlanta, they'd come see Piano Red play. They let Piano Red open the show for them, and I believe Patti Smith was another bill. But, you know, the name of the Rolling Stones that's on the ticket I got right here, they used to be called the Cockroaches.
I didn't know that.
You know that?
No.
Yeah, I got the ticket right here in hand. And guess what the ticket cost in 1978?
I know it's going to be low.
$10. Can you believe that?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I remember that. But, you know, $10 was a lot more back then than it is now.
Definitely. But me and my brother still laugh about it, but they used to be called the Cockroaches.
I did not know that. Greg, the Fox Theater in Atlanta, it's kind of like the Sanger here?
It's on the Peachtree. It's the oldest amphitheater.
Okay.
It's like an amphitheater.
Okay.
Everybody goes there to record music.
Okay,
but it's
awesome.
Indoors. I take that back. They do symphonies there. They do everything.
Yeah.
We saved the Fox years ago. They wanted to tear it down, and we all raised a bunch of money, all the local businesses, to save the Fox, and it's still open today.
That's good. All right, Greg, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Here's a text that says, I met my husband on the President in 1974. Oh, yeah. There was a lot of romantic stuff going on in the President. It's kind of like the Love Boat. See that couple over there? Yeah. Let's leave them alone. Dave Matthews Band. They'll be there at Jazz Fest 2019. Am I ever going to get to this other story about what I posted on Facebook? I'm going to try. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Among those who are going to be performing at Jazz Fest 2019, formerly with Creedence Clearwater Revival, it's John Fogerty. Here's a song that he wrote about, well, about how fortunate you were if you were like a senator's son and you weren't drafted to go to Vietnam. It was all about the draft and how people got out of the draft to go to Vietnam because they had influence or they had money or they were a senator's son. And that's what this CCR song, Fortunate Son, is all about. John Fogerty is going to be among those at the Jazz and Heritage Fest this year. And this is what I've read, that when it came to the original Woodstock, John Fogerty and CCR were so big that there were a lot of bands that didn't know whether or not they were going to sign up to appear at Woodstock. And they waited for John Fogerty to make the decision for Creedence Clearwater Revival. And when they made the decision, then other bands followed along. Okay, if you're just tuning in, I guess the show is kind of like a controlled chaos today. It has just been taken over. I may get to what I posted on Facebook after 3 o'clock, but we're just going to roll with this right now. I went to the press conference for the announcement of the lineup for 2019 Jazz Fest. And it's the Stones and Katy Perry and Dave Matthews. And I mean, the list goes on and on. And we're featuring music throughout the show, bumper music in and out of our breaks from performers at Jazz Fest. So that has led to a conversation about concerts and music, which often happens on the show because it's politics and pop culture. And we've been talking about the Riverboat President and concerts there. And so many people in this area have great memories of that. And for those of you who are newer to the area and you don't remember that, the good news is that there is a company here in New Orleans, BigEasy.com, and they're about to launch in early 2019, so that means soon, they're about to launch a riverboat that's going to be a concert venue very much in the vein of the Riverboat President, and that's going to be happening soon. From La Place, Don, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Don.
My memory of the president was right before Bonnie Raitt made her big comeback. Me and my girlfriend went, and we virtually had it all to ourselves. So there's very few people there, and she still put on a great, great show.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, we have those memories, don't we? And there was something so unique about being out on the river, cruising on the river while this concert's going on.
Yeah. As far as Jazz Fest goes, for blues lovers, I see we got Buddy Guy, Taj Mahal,
yes,
Robert Cray Band,
yep,
Little Feat, Samantha Fish. Locals, we've got the Radiators, we've got Subdudes, Anders Osborne.
Sweet Crude is a young, cool local band.
And Givers is another one to look out for.
All right, then the traditional Better Than Ezra, Amanda Shaw, and Bonnarama. So it's a hell of a lineup. It really is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Don, I appreciate you sharing that with us. And from Kiln, Peter, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoop.
Hey, Peter.
On the President's scene, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, awesome concert. The very best concert I ever went in my life was Santana at the Municipal Auditorium when he had his full big array. I don't know how many people were on the stage with the bongos and stuff.
Yeah.
The best Jazz Fest concert, hands down, was Clarence Carter. First, he played Patches. And here's 1,000 women crying, boo-hoo, Patches, you got to be the man of the family now. Then he followed that up with Stroking, the nasty version of Stroking. Here's the same 1,000 women stroking like they had no shame.
That's a great memory, Peter. I got to get to a break, man. I appreciate the call. So Chris Stapleton is among those who is going to be performing. This is one of his big recent hits, Broken Halos. Chris Stapleton, Jazz Fest 2019. Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band, Katy Perry, Dave Matthews Band, the Rolling Stones. Interesting information. If you're from Louisiana, you're going to get a chance to buy Rolling Stones tickets for that day, and they're only good for that day, before anybody else around the country can buy them. Also, Al Green, Van Morrison, Pitbull, Earth, Wind & Fire, Chaka Khan, Tom Jones, Alanis Morissette, Irma Tom. It's quite a lineup for the 50th anniversary of Jazz Fest. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.